Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press 1. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agents, or if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance.
I'm gonna go apply now.
If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Must be fluid. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Amanda. May I please ask who am I speaking with? Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line.
Carrie Robeson.
Okay, thank you. May I please have your the spelling of your last name?
Robeson.
Okay, thank you. And is there another individual on the line as well?
Yes, my name is Chaya, but I'm from the agency helping her enroll.
Okay, and what agency are you with? And may I also have your last name?
Family First Care. My last name is, the initial G.
May I have the phone number that you're calling from?
215-495-2489.
Okay, thank you. Now you're calling to apply for the waiver program?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist. Is this your first time calling?
Yes.
Okay. To protect your privacy, I must verify that I am speaking to the correct individual. Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as for the Community Choice Health Alternative or as a Community Choice Health Alternative. I now need to obtain some of your personal information, Ms. Kelly. Please know we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. Ms. Kelly, may I have your full date of birth?
4/9/77.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me for a moment, please. And Ms. Kelly, your written and spoken language, is that English?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Kelly, may I please have your address?
5915 Magnolia Street. Philadelphia, PA 19144.
Okay. Bear with me for a moment. I am just going to verify the address to make sure that we have everything correct on our end. Please bear with me for a moment. And that's 5919 Norman Street, Philadelphia, PA 19144. Is it McCollum Street or Norman Street, may I ask? Or McCollum Street?
You got it. McNonium Street.
Can I have the spelling?
M-A-G-O-N-A-O-L. Thank McNonium.
Okay. So it's Magnolia Street?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't hear since it's here so last. You know what I'm saying? But they know that that's notifying me like that. You know, it's like a flat.
And I'm just verifying your address again to make sure that we do have it correct on our end. Please bear with me for one more moment. Miss Kelly, may I please have your full social security number?
1-8-3-5-8-0-4-8-1.
The last four is 0-4-8-3?
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number that you provided to me earlier, that's a good phone number for you, 215-952-2489?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, may I ask, is your name Kelly or Carrie?
Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, bear with me for a moment, please. Okay. I need to check our state records just to verify some information. However, before we do that, being the fact that we do have a third party on the line, ma'am, can I have your first name one more time and the spelling?
C-H-A-Y-A.
Okay. And that is pronounced Shia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Carrie, I do have to ask you, do you give us authorization to speak to you while Ms. Shia G from Family First Agency is on the line with us? Do you give us a one-day consent? One day? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me. All right. Bear with me for a moment. And I'm just going to briefly check our state records just to verify some information. Bear with me for one more moment. I do thank everyone for their patience.
Okay.
I
Okay. I do thank everyone for their patience. I was able to verify that information within our system. I do see that you have opted in to receive notices about your case, Ms. Carey. Bear with me for one more moment. Okay, so Ms. Carey, you stated that you're calling to apply for services, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bear with me for one more moment. Okay. So, Ms. Robinson, I do see that you have recently applied. I'm showing the application status. Give me one more moment. Okay, so at this time, your application is currently pending due to the medical assistance application is being reviewed at the time by eligibility specialists. But you have already applied for services.
Okay. She has applied, but she said it's been like a while. Was she still redo application?
The application isn't closed, so she wouldn't need to redo her application. It's currently pending.
So what does she need to do now? I mean, what's the status of her thing? What do you have to do?
As I just mentioned, her application is being reviewed for the medical eligibility portion by eligibility specialists.
She went through every step? That's my question.
No, steps to it. Currently, her application is being reviewed by eligibility specialists. The enrollment process is not complete, so at this particular moment, her application is being reviewed for the